We took note earlier this week of the stringent guidelines on community health that have to be met in Oregon for schools to resume in-person instruction. Last night, the Medford School District said it can't be done, so at least the first 6 weeks of the school year will be online. Expect similar announcements from school districts in the days ahead if they haven't been heard already. So many parents are stuck again. They have to go to work while the kids do not go to school. A new kind of opportunity arises in the Ashland area. The founder of Rogue Valley Educational Services calls his concept a micro-school. It's a place for kids to do their online learning, but not at home. Eric Peterson is a certified teacher and the founder of Rogue Valley Educational Services and our guest on The Exchange. Eric, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So you're certified to teach in both Oregon and California, I see.
Yeah, that is correct.
And what were you doing last school year when the pandemic hit?
I was teaching sixth grade math and science.
For which district?
For Medford.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. So you then turned into an online teacher as well?
Yeah, exactly. So we transitioned, obviously, in March. We kind of transitioned to an online way of doing things. And it really, when I was doing that, it was not very successful. Let's put it that way. Parents and students struggled mightily during that time.
And so it sounds like you chose making a decision to go in a different direction then, that you'd rather be in a one-on-one, or at least a closer to one-on-one situation in person anyway with students.
Yeah, that's correct. I think honestly, when you have a classroom full of 35 students, you're not meeting the needs of a good portion of those students. Classroom learning in that regard is not conducive to really truly understanding students and understanding what they need in order to learn. And I think small class size is essential, which is kind of why I decided to reach out and do this. And I think we're going to stick to around 15 students or so. And I think that's better for the kids.
So talk about how the idea took shape. I mean, I can certainly sense the dissatisfaction you would have felt as a teacher trying to do things online with that number of students you have. But then how did that turn into what became Rogue Valley Educational Services?
Absolutely. So it's kind of, I have my own kids, and I was, busy, trying to teach my 60 students, math and science. And then I also had my own two children who were struggling to get things done as well. And as a parent and a teacher, I got kind of both sides of that. So I got to see my, my students. I could get on the phone with my students and do a one-on-one and get them through things rather quickly. But parents would struggle with the same task. And I think a lot of that has to do with just the relationship between parents and their children is different than the relationship between the teacher and their students. Me being a good case, like my own children, I had a hard time getting them to get complete work. I think just because they're a little more secure with parents and they know, it doesn't matter what happens, we're not going to kick them out of the house. So they would kind of fight it. And so I was like, there's got to be a lot of parents who are struggling the way I am with this. And I thought, well, let's look into doing something a little bit different and let's see if we can solve this problem.
I have heard that before, that the sense of authority is different when it is a parent delivering the instructional information and saying, sit down and do your work.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I think, kids, the relationship between a teacher and a student is much different than a parent and a child. And it's not better or worse, it's just different. And so kids are much more likely to argue with parents than they are with teachers, which is why we have schools. I think it's not easy for parents to, accomplish what they need to accomplish and also try to make sure the kids are doing what they need to do in school. So it's a much different thing. And so I think that's a problem that a lot of parents are running into. It's just a struggle, and parents are frustrated and kids are frustrated. And I just thought, all right, what do we need to do to solve this problem? And and also make it a safer environment. Like, because I'm thinking about sending my, I'm looking at middle school. I have a sixth grade girl and she's going to middle school. And I'm thinking there's going to be thousands of students going through the same building, and how is that going to be safe? I mean, it's even if it's a day apart, there's still hundreds or thousands of students in the same building. And I thought, if I could reduce that to 15 kids in one space, and those are the only kids in that space, it's going to be a lot safer than if I've got hundreds or thousands of kids going through the same space. So that was another thought as well.
Eric Peterson is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the founder of Rogue Valley Educational Services, which plans a 15-student or so micro school for the coming school year. You're welcome to join our conversation on the Exchange. You may have questions or some comments to offer. We'd like to hear from you at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Were there any models that you could pluck from the existing landscape, or was this something that you had to create yourself?
I pretty much created it myself. I mean, there's a few situations like this popping up because the situation is so new. I think there's some parents who are forming their own little cohorts, you know, three to ten kids who are sharing, you know, like choosing curriculum themselves and kind of sharing the burden of teaching so that things are spread out a little bit. I know there's a few of those popping up. In the bigger cities, there's also some things similar to what I'm doing. I believe I'm the first one in the Southern Oregon area to kind of do something like this. But yeah, it's very, it's happened very quickly. But I'm excited about it.
Now, among the things you're doing here, though, is you're pretty much syncing up with what looked, I guess, Ashland schools. You'll not provide a curriculum, your website says. So where's that coming from?
That's right. So this is for students who are already comfortable with the curriculum that they have. So that means I'm a facilitator. So if I have, you know, several kids from the Ashland district, they're going to be working on their Ashland curriculum. I'm, you know, as a licensed teacher, I will be there to provide the space for them and also to guide them through if they're having trouble and they can't get a hold of the teacher. I know as a teacher, when you have 60 students, yeah, I had 60 kids doing math and science. I had questions constantly. It was not easy for me to get to all of them right away. And so that would delay the kids, you know, if they didn't get something and they had to, you know, they had to have that knowledge to move on to the next thing, it was difficult for them to get through it. So that's where I come in. So I'm here as an immediate, you know, solution to that. So if they're having trouble, I can check in with them. We can work through it together and then they can continue on. And if there's, you know, some other problems that the teacher needs to address, then the teacher can do that as well. So it's kind of like having an extra teacher there to kind of help through, you know, get kids over the hurdles.
So it doesn't matter if they come from Ashland or Phoenix Talent or Medford. I'm going to guess that's about as far as people might want to travel to get
yeah.
to this, but you'll be working with their curriculum.
That's right. So whatever they have and whatever they're comfortable with, I will help with. So it doesn't have to be, you know, whatever they want is what I'll be able to give them. And then I'm also, you know, as a program, I want to be outdoors as much as possible. Once I got into a routine with my own kids, most of our work was able to be accomplished by Wednesday. And so my thought is, you know, let's spend a lot of time outside. So let's spend an hour and a half in the space, and then let's go outside and be outdoors. And I've got a, you know, background in outdoor education and all kinds of other things. So I've got a lot of experience in a lot of different areas. So I'd like to keep the kids outside and get safer out there. And I also think kids need to be in touch with nature. I think that we've gotten away from that. Sitting in a box style classroom all day is not a good thing for them. They need to be outside. And I think it reduces stress, and I think it makes things easier for everybody.
I hadn't thought about that part of it, that the in-person or the Zoom meetings themselves might not be that frequent. So you do have an opportunity, as you say here, to not have them parked in front of the computer all day or even not at all on some days.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, again, this is in addition to school, not instead of regular school. They'll still be enrolled in their districts. Have you had any conversations with the leaders of the various districts that you may have students from?
I haven't, no. I mean, I think what's happening now is because, you know, online learning is now basically going to be required. The district hasn't reached out or, you know, I haven't, you know, I worked in the district for a long time, so I know kind of how things work. And right now what they're doing is I'm sure they're scrambling to kind of figure out how they're going to transition, you know, how they're going to make this work. And, you know, so my job is just kind of solve that, you know, so they're like, they can give whatever curriculum they provide. I'll do that. And then I'll provide a little bit of extra as well. So, that lets me focus on the fun stuff. You know, for me, the fun stuff, I love science. So I have a lot of science background that I like to work with the kids with that. So that should allow me to do that. And meanwhile, once they kind of get their stuff together, then we can figure things out from there.
So, Eric, you are licensed as a teacher. Does the school itself or the micro school, Rogue Valley Educational Services, did it have to be licensed or have daycare certification or something?
It does not, because I am technically a tutoring service. So this is just a space for kids to come where they can get some help with homework. And so that allows me a little more flexibility, because I don't have to have, you know, it's not a school, I'm not providing curriculum, and it's not a daycare. Parents can come and go as they please. It's just a space that is available for them with a licensed teacher there. So it makes everything a little more simple.
Okay, I want to be careful on the words here, though, because you see you're a tutoring service, but you also indicate you're not going to do one-on-one tutoring. So it's meant to be people who actually enroll in, or what do you call it?
That is correct.
For Rogue Valley Educational Services.
Right. They would pay a monthly fee, basically, to have the space available for their child for somewhere for them to go during the school day. And so they'll pay a monthly fee, and then I will be there kind of monitoring and helping out. So it's almost like an internet cafe.
Eric Peterson is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, a certified teacher and the founder of Rogue Valley Educational Services. He envisions a 15-student micro school for the school year where students will be doing their online education, but not in school and not at home either. You can join the conversation on the Exchange. Questions, comments may come to mind. Please share them. 800-838-3760 is the phone number. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. I see you just secured a location very recently.
I did, yes.
Where is that?
That is in downtown Ashland. So it's on it's on Second Street, downtown Ashland. It is a great space. I have over 1,800 square feet, so I have plenty of room for social distancing and things like that. And it's a wonderful space. I'm excited to kind of transform it into a really fun, comfortable place for the kids to be.
So what takes precedence in purchasing, getting desks, tables, chairs, or getting things like disinfectants and masks and all that stuff?
Absolutely. Both are a priority. The first thing I'm doing is I'm, cleaning and disinfecting. As soon as that's done, then I will be putting in some new furniture and things like that. Everyone's been really nice. I have several people who have offered to donate furniture and couches and things like that. I don't want this to be like a normal classroom situation where we've got kids sitting up straight in uncomfortable chairs and desks. I think students don't learn well when they're not relaxed and comfortable. So I think it's important for us to have some nice soft spaces for them to be, and that's what I plan to do.
So this is not cheap, I see. If you sign up before September, I see it's $550 a month. Now, that is in the ballpark with daycare rates. I took a look at those, too. Did you set your rates with an eye on what the prevailing rates for daycare are?
I did. I looked at what people are charging for private school and things like that, and I kind of adjusted. I looked at, obviously, how it would work for me, personally, financially, to make it work. And that's what I came up with. That's the best I could do, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And you just opened enrollment a couple of days ago. So how are things going, Eric?
Things are going well. I'm more than half full already after only a week. So I'm assuming that I should be able to get to 15 by the end of the month.
So is it first come, first serve, or is there a certain amount of going through the applications to see who you think would be the best fit for the school?
I'm looking for, obviously, people who show up first have first priority. I am looking for a good fit. I need parents and students who understand that there is going to be a lot of outdoor stuff. There's going to be a lot of hiking and things like that. So they need to be able to physically, keep up with the group. There's certain age groups that I'm looking at. I can't do the little guys because they take a little more attention, and I fear I wouldn't be able to give them as much attention as they need. So I'm focusing on third grade through eighth grade. They can handle things a little bit better. So, yeah, it's I'm searching through the applications and looking for good fit. But also, if you first ones who show up get priority. So,
mm-hmm. All right. So just grades 3 through 8, and as long as they can then make it on the hikes and stuff. I mean, do you run into things like having to comply with Americans with Disabilities Act or any of that?
That's a really good question. I actually have wheelchair access and things like that, so that wouldn't be an issue.
All right, and then we're talking sort of generally about safety, and you said you will have an 1,800 square foot space, the ability to separate students fairly well, but give us a sense of what. I mean, have you bought lots of cleaning supplies? Do you have masks? Do you have PPE if necessary?
Yeah, I have all of the above. So I have enough of all of these, those supplies to make sure that everything is clean and getting done. So what's going to happen is, like, when kids come in, it's going to be temperature check. It's going to be, you know, hand sanitizer. We're going to wash hands on the hour. And I'm going to have several air filters throughout, you know, going all the time. And I'm going to have windows and doors open as much as possible and air circulating and things like that. So we're going to be taking a lot of precautions. Masks will be required. You know, and again, I warn parents, like, it's hard to keep kids, you know, with masks on all day. There's going to be times when the kids pull the masks down or things like that happen. So it's obviously it's not going to be perfect, but it's going to be a lot safer than, you know, having the kids in a normal classroom situation. That's for sure.
So will the kids be parked at the, I mean, they have the same computers? Do you have enough computers for all the kids, I guess, is the bigger question.
Yeah, so that's the other thing. So kids will be asked to bring their own computers. That is, most districts provide those for the children. So if they need one, the district provides them. Mm-hmm. And so they should have their own computers. If not, we'll find a way to make it happen.
So computers with kids. Okay. So Eric Peterson, I mean, it's a different kind of situation. I mean, when you work at a public school, you get hired, you show up, the kids show up and off you go. But this requires a little more of organizational skills and administrative skills than I assume you've had to use before.
It does. I've done a whole lot of stuff. I've been a principal. I taught in the Middle East for 4 years. That was quite an adventure. So I've seen a lot, and I pride myself on being able to roll with the punches and be adaptable. And I think that is something that's kind of unique in a way, because a lot of teachers are in the same classroom in the same grade for 20 or 30 years. And they have a really hard time with anything changing. I've been, you know, in constant change for a long time, and so I feel like I'm pretty well adapted at you know, jumping into something new and getting it done. So this has been a lot of fun. I've had an amazing group of people just really being supportive and excited about the opportunity, and I am too. So I'm really pumped.
Are there any other employees of Rogue Valley Educational Services, or is it just you?
Not yet. As of right now, it's just me. As soon as I figure out how many students I have, you know, full time, then I'll be able to make that decision as far as hiring an assistant.
Okay, so as many as 15 students, and school start, was it September 8th? Is that the date I saw?
That is right. Yeah, we're starting at the same time as the Ashland School District.
Okay, so everything is pretty much synced up to the schedule for the Ashland School District. But again, you can take students from other districts as well.
That is right. Yeah, I can. I've got several students from Medford that are planning on joining us as well. Yeah.
All right. Rogue Valley Educational Services, a micro school opening up in September. Enrollment is open now. Links on our website at jeffexchange.org. Eric Peterson, teacher, founder, principal, you name it. He's the guy. Eric Peterson, thanks for joining us on The Exchange today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the time.
You bet.